that we're finishing up, Bifnei Beis, Bifnei Gimel. So the Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara has different attempts to explain what is the nature of the Machokas, Bifnei Shnai, Bifnei Kamenosna, Bifnei Beis, Bifnei Gimel. So Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara establishes that everyone agrees, like Rava, that there is the reason being that Ein Edim Sin Kaimo. Based on that, you should really require three. Either for the Kiyum, as is Mashma from Rashi, or for the Kabbalah's Edus, as is Mashma from the Chodesha Ritva. It also is clear that Midrabanan, which is what we have here, Eid Nasadayin. So therefore, from the perspective of combining and using the Shliach toward the Beis Din, it should work. And therefore, we understand the Mande Amar Bifnei Beis, because 2 plus 1 is 3. What's the Pshat in the Mande Amar Bifnei Gimel? The Gemara brings it because of possible Gzeira. So the Lashon HaGemara is, Kevan de Ishak Sheira Lahavi Es Haget, since a woman could be the Shliach Haget, Zimne de Maisi La Itza V'samchi Allah. So the concern is that they might think that you can use her toward the three, because they always see two people present at the time of Nesinas Haget, so then they'll assume that it's no different if the Shliach is an Isha. But really it's not correct, because typically you can use the Shliach toward the three to be a Dayan, but a woman is not kosher to be a Dayan. Therefore, they'll make a mistake and rely on her and not require separate three. And that's the Manda Amar al Hos Bifnei Gimel, so we always require Bifnei Gimel because of that scenario. And the other Shita says, no, Isha Meida Yudad Yivu Samcha. They know that that's a different type of a case, and they won't come to rely on her, and they'll know in that case to have three, and therefore, typical cases, you can have two. The Gemara says, Zimna de Maisila Itza. There's a case that the woman might bring the get. What type of woman are we talking about? So the Lashon HaGemara is Maisila Itza. It sounds like whether it's her personal get, which is a Mishnah later on, Ha'isha Mevi'a Gita, or you have another Mishnah that also talks about Chamesh Nashim, that it could be a woman bringing a get. The advice, or the Girsa of the Ritva, was Zimnin de Maisi La Ihi. That sounds like we're talking dafka about the woman herself, but then the Ritva adds, O Isha Acheres, V'samchin in Allah. Because with her, the concern that we're talking about, that they'll rely on her, and Isha is Tzula Ladun, so that is for whether it's she herself, or if it's not her own get. There was maybe a Girsa, not that Zimnin de Maisi La in other words, Gita. See, Tosa says, Hachi Gares Rabbeinu Tam, Kim de Isha Ksher Lavi Es Haget, Zod de Maisla Itza. What did Rabbeinu Tam have in mind when he stresses that, Itza? It could be he had in mind, it could be the Ihi of the Ritva, or it could be Gita. So Rabbeinu Tam wants you to realize it's Lav Dafka, the woman herself, who brings her get. Now, the Gemara, Tosus continues, says, Hu adin davi matzil ha-meimar, zim d'maisil ha-karov. In other words, the assumption of Rabbeinu Tam is, a karov is also possible to be a dayan, and therefore the same concern. So why did the Gemara pick Isha? So some Rishonim say, it's also in the Ritva, and also in the Ran in the back, because the Mishnayos specifically talk about the case of an Isha. And that what Mishnah are they referring to? Pashto is the case of the woman herself bringing her get. That's probably the Mishnah they're referring to. The Ran says, it's not just about Isha lo shchich, the Ran says, Zimne de Maisa Isha atzma gita. So he starts by talking about the woman herself. Kedidnana Isha atzma gita gita. So that's the Mishnah. V'samchin Allah, let's start with Shlosha Kishar Shluchin. But then the Ran raises an interesting question. He says, the afag of the Isha lo shchicha, kedi Isha begemara. Now's another consideration. What are we worried about? That there be some case. How shchiach is that case? So the Ran says, it's really a case of a lo shchicha. But then he brings what Rabbeinu Tam says. Yeah, but there could be another case that's more shchiach, and that's the karav. I don't understand fully. He came up a lot in Seder with the guys who were asking this. What does the Ran say? That Isha is lo shchicha, and he quotes the Gemara on Hayamid Aleph, right? He says, Kedisa b'gemara. That's the gemara. What gemara does he mean? The gemara on Amud Aleph. What is gemara talking about? The inyan of Nosad Roshicho Gaza Barabanam Lacha Shalamdu Shayafa the Kukulo. Those who remember the gemara Amud Aleph. What does the gemara refer to? So what did the Gemara have in mind when saying Isha de Roshchicha? Did the Gemara mean that it's Roshchicha b'chlal for an Isha to be a Shchicha get? Or did the Gemara mean the specific case that the Gemara is asking from? Because the Gemara is asking from that case, that Shchicha Roma. The Gemara is quoting that Mishnah. So how do we know that? Certainly you can see that case as being Roshchicha. But and the kasha was in that case, but I don't know necessarily that it would be the same level of shchicha by a stamisha. Our gemara, all you need to say to say that there's a gzeira that you might come to rely on the woman and then not have three separate dayanim is many cases of isha, and that's what the Ritva started by saying. So I don't know how do you know that it necessarily is a kasha that you have to answer by saying, well, it could be karav as well. A little bit not clear to me. So I could have argued that that's exactly the difference. In other words, the Gemara's Gzeira is not the case of Isha Atzma, maybe a Gita, but Isha, maybe that's not such a Kasha, that it's not such a Rosh Chicha case. The Ran seems to assume that all cases of Isha, maybe a Gita, as I get, is Rosh Chiyach. I also saw in the Rajba so kind of asked the Kasha then, so then, why didn't the Gemara say, instead of saying that the Manda Amar Bifnei Shnayim holds Isha Meida Yediya, let the Gemara say that Isha Lo Shchicha? Now, again, let's backtrack. According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to what the Ran says initially, it's who Adin the Gemara could have said what case?
Karav.
So then, of course, you have no answer but to say that Isha Meida Yediya. Karav made the idea, so there's no reason to make a gzera. But the Ran continues, and he brings from the Rashba, and this is the very beginning for itself, that it could be that the Karav would be different. Karav would be okay to be a dayan. We make kulis, we know kulis by kiyum shtaris, rabbanan, and in Chanami, Karav would not be mentioned. So then the Rashba wonders, so then the Gemara could have said that the Ma'anda Amar Bifnei Shnayim doesn't have a gzeira because Isha Lo Shchicha. So mamash what guys were asking me. In other words, Isha Lo Shchicha. So the Rashba concedes the point. He says, you're right. Ha de lo dachi hacha Isha de masri lo shchicha b'shem de time of the media dia fei adif. The Gemara said a better reason. The Gemara could have said he doesn't make a gzeira because it's Lo Shchiach. But he says it's bachal, it's nicker, and therefore there's bachal no reason for the gzeira anyway. So he sounds like he does accept the idea that Isha Bechal is Lo Shchicha. That's one ha'ara. I don't want to read the whole Ran, but that's one ha'ara I had in the Ran. That's one inyan. But then the Ran gets into the whole big issue of L'chara, the Gdarim of Kim Shtaris and what kind of kulis we might have made, that maybe Karov would be allowed to be a Dayan, and therefore the problem the Gemara is Bedafka, only Isha, and Rabbi Notam, as we see, argues in this. Rabbi Notam says, who then Marko said Karov? That which the Ran says that we quoted Isha because that's a Mefurish in Mishnah, the Rashba asks, there's a Mishnah came out about Karav as well, Hakok Sheim Lav Yisaget. So he considers that to be a Mefurish in Mishnah. It doesn't say the word Karav in the Mishnah. But the Rashba, that was good enough, that it's a Mishnah. Could be that the other Shita holds it. No, but this is Mefurish. Okay, that's the difference. Okay, that's one Inyan that comes up in the Ran. The other inyan is what's also mentioned in the Rashba, and that we said very in the beginning of the sugya b'fnei beis b'nei gimel. And we come back to this a little bit also, and we saw a little bit in the rush on that. And that is, what about Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, the din is, you don't have to say b'fanai. So b'fnei kama nos nala, b'fnei beis b'nei gimel, is for the beis din, whether you can mitzdarif to the beis din, whether it goes there, that there'll be a case that you can't be mitzdarif. But it's all because of the Kabbalah's Eidos or the Kiyum Shtaris of the Fanai. In Eretz Yisrael, there's an Nesinus Haget without the Fanai. So it would seem like you don't have to have any Mesira Bifnei, anybody. Beinola Beinasha, be good enough. So says the Bala Itur. What's the problem with that? That the Rashba and the Ran both raise? Seemingly you should need there as well. Why?
Mesira.
Eide Mesira. Eide Mesira And if you want to hold a Rabbeinu Tana Daf Dalet, you need to have Eidei Kiyum. So L'chora, you should always have to have the Mesira B'fnei Beis. Okay, B'fnei Gimel you wouldn't need. That would be Nafka Mina. Here, fundamentally, you need B'fnei Gimel, and you can Mitzdareif if you're a Kosher diet. But over there, you would need only B'fnei Beis. So in Chanami, you always have to consider the other issue that you need B'fnei Beis based on Eidei Mesira, Eidei Kiyum. That's another thing to keep in mind with the larger sugya. The Bala Yitr, you have to know Pshat and the Bala Yitr. How can Bala Yitr say you don't need anybody? So it could be the Bala Yitr holds. What's the answer for the Bala Yitr? Either he holds like the Rif. It's very good. He holds that good. So let's explain. According to the Rif, you don't need Eidei Mesira because who are the Eidei Mesira? The Eidei Chasima on the Get could count as Eidei Mesira. What about the Yinir Kiyum? So that's what Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush. That you need to have Eidei Kiyum even for a mayor. Maybe he holds that somehow the Eidei Chasima can serve as Eidei Kiyum as well, or you won't call it Davar She'Be'erva, whatever you'll say, but you don't need to have the separate Eidim, and therefore the only issue is because of the Befanai, and in Eretz Yisrael there's no Befanai, so in a Chanami you don't need to have any Eidim besides the Nesina itself to the woman. Okay, those are some loose ends, Menugeya, the details at the end of the Gemara. Before we proceed to the next piece of Gemara, something which maybe be a segue to the next piece of Gemara, is another interesting diuk that the Yamshul Shlomo makes. The Lashon HaGemara, in introducing what we just read, the sugya we just read, Bifnei Kama Nosno La. Something interesting about the Lashon. The Chayra, what would you expect the Lashon to be? Bifnei Kama Omer. The Shriach says Bifanai, and that Amira should be require two or three. And again, in Maskanas HaGemara, you really need three in theory, because if the Beis Din that are Mekabel the Eidus, that are Mekayim the Shtar, when they hear the Eidus. And therefore, it's always going to come down to a requirement of a Beis Din, whether you can count toward the Beis Din, whether you make a Gzeir that you might not always be able to count. So then it's not about the Nesina, right? I mean, if we were talking about the Rajba and the Ran, that you need the Eidei Mesira, Eidei Kiyum, I understand the Lashon Nosnola. But that's a separate halacha. That's a shashayla, whether you need that or not, and Eretz Yisrael would be different. But that's not our Gemara. That's a separate discussion. But our Gemara is the Amira. The Amira has to be Bifnei Beis or Bifnei Gimel. So what's the Lashon HaGemara? Bifnei Kama Nosnola. Heaven, hear the diuk. Striking diuk, right? So the Yamshul Shlomo says something which I'm is going to come up in our next piece of Gemara, that the element, the diuk of the Lashon is trying to suggest a Chiddush Din, that the timing of the Befanai has to be B'Shas Nesina, as we'll soon see in the Tosis that we're going to read on. So that's why the Lashon Nesina, because it has to be connected to the Nesina. Again, we'll have to see more details forthcoming on that Inya, that would be an answer why the Lashon Nesina. There may be another Mahalach, and we'll see how we can use this malach perhaps again in the forthcoming sugya. And that's based on the Lashon HaRambam, a very interesting Lashon HaRambam that you should have picked up on if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Rambam, so Perakei of Eidus. Take a look if you have it in front of you. The Rambam is codifying something that emerges from our Gemara, namely that Eid Nasadayim B'drabanan. That on a matter that's Drabanan, we say Eid Nasadayim, right? And the classic example from the Mark Subis is what example? What's the case of Eid Nasadayim in the Gemara that's Drabanan? Kiyum Shtaris. The Rambam brings as his prime example, his mashal, is our Gemara. Okay, those are the two places where you have Eid Nasadayim and Drabanan, Kiyum Shtaris, and the Befanai, which the Gemara says is also only Drabanan. So the Rambam brings us his example, Agamah. Look how he explains it. Lashon HaRambam Perek Hei Halachites. So having mentioned the Klav Eid Nasadayim, the Rambam continues and concludes, "Bamed devar mamurim, b'davar shetzarach edim min haTorah, v'tzarach dayanim ladin ba'osa davar min haTorah." When you need the edim midaraisa and the dayanim midaraisa, interesting. He emphasizes both edim and dayanim. It's interesting, as if you could have one without the other. Not sure what the Rambam is alluding to, but he says you need the edim in haTorah, dayanim min haTorah. However, b'shel divrehem, if it's a drabanan issue. If the matter of the Eidim, the Dayanim, is Drabanan, Eid Nasadayim, Ketzad. Here brings our Gemara, our case. Echad Shehevi Haget, the Omar B'Fanei Nechtam, B'Fanei Nechtam. So then, Eid Nasadayim, right? So Rabbi says, Hu Ushnayim Nosim Osola. He and the other two give it to her. The Nimsa Ki'u Natuhu Mi Bezdin. And it's therefore considered, because Eid Nasadayan, so he's one of the three, it's as if she took it, the get from Beis Nechenkeos. The Rambam is trying the Iker to tell us the din of Eid Nasadayan. So you don't need Bifnei Gimel, you can have Bifnei Beis, he paskins like that, Manda Amar, and we don't make an Xera up to the case of Isha, Karav, and so on. But the Rambam formulates this halacha that the Eid is Nasadayan as what? Hu Ushnayim Nosnimosa. So here, you see the dogesh in the Rambam is very much on the what? On the nosnola. And the question is, what my high? What's on the Rambam? I mean, l'chera, who's giving the get? The one shliach. And what do you have here? You have altogether, how many dayanim? Three. 1 + 2 are the three dayanim. And what are they? They're being mekayim with the edus, we said. Are they mekayim the shtar through the hearing of the mefanai? And he can count toward the three. But here the Rambam is saying that he and they give it to her, and as if she took it from Beis Din. What does that mean? What's the verse? So obviously, the Rambam is perhaps guided, I would say, by the Lashon, they come and know Snola, that this is somehow a matter of the Nesina, but what does it mean exactly? So, Machshava would be like this. I would first preface that we had two possible ways to understand why you need a Beis Din, from the very outset of the Sugya. From the Ritva, it would seem that the requirement of Beis Din is for what? Kabbalah Seidus. The Makabal Eidus, you need, that's what the whole kasha of the Ritva was. Why would it be different in Manda Amar Lishma? You should need Kabbalah Seidus for Shlosha. He gave the Teretz, the Surin. But it's the Kabbalah Seidus that we need three. Lo Kein Rashi. How did Rashi learn it? It's Kiyum Shtaris. Rashi didn't view that it was Kabbalah Seidus. It's not real Eidus, full Eidus. You don't need Kabbalah Seidus of a Beis Din. Rather, it's a Kiyum. And the question is, where's the Kiyum? Typically, what is Kiyum Shtaris a Beis Din? It's a Maisa Beis Din. Beis Din stamps the Shtar, Ashrasa Dedaini. They give it a seal of approval. It's authentic. Here, you want to call Bifanai Kiyum, and Rashi's Lashon that way a few times, we pointed it out, Afchav Gemu, Zehu Kiyumo. But exactly what's the Kiyum? So we have to say, hearing the Eidus from the Bifanai, hearing that becomes, so to speak, synonymous with Kiyum. Maybe the Rambam took it in a little different direction. What's the pshat in the Kiyum? The Kiyum is that, and it doesn't have to be literal. The Rambam says, Hu Ushnayim Nosnim Osela. It's as if, it sounds like this. They, the three dayanim, they hear Bifanai, and they are Ki'ilu as a tribunal, as a group of three. They are, again, not necessarily literally, they have to hold on to a piece of the niyar, of the get. But the idea is that when the get is handed over to the woman, so it's ki'ilu what? It's the Beis Din giving it to her. That conceptual nesina of the Beis Din is synonymous with an act of ki'ilu. Notice, that's the ki'ilu shtaris of the Bifanai. That it's viewed as if this nesina saget is a nesina not of just this one individual. This individual is connecting to the other two. And then when she receives the get, it's as if they are saying, here it is, this is for you. That means this is legitimate. This is your get. This is a valid get. That's the kiyum. So the Rambam, understanding the sugya al derech Rashi, that the idea of the Beis Din is because of kiyum, not because of Kabbalah's Eidus. If the Rambam understood that the Kiyum lies in the idea that Ki'ilu, she was taking the get, because if they're there, they are witnessing the Nesina Saget, it's as if the three of them are handing the get to the woman, Ki'ilu Natumi Beis Din. In what sense is this viewed as Kiyum? Well, what is a get? A get is what affects Gerishin. She has it now, she's Megureshes, but what else is a get? What does a get say? What does it remain for her? It serves as what? As a raya, as a document. So it's like the Beis Din is affirming that valid raya. Now, you can have this as your proof. So that is tantamount to saying this is a valid document. By allowing the woman to have this get as a raya, because that's what it means now that she has it, it's there for her as her raya, that she was Megureshes, that becomes Beis Din's seal of approval. That's the equivalent of a handpick, of as if they would be sealing it, saying, this is a kiyum. When you have a proper kiyum in a normal way, when you have Eidin testifying with Dimur Chasimos, then they do whatever they do, it's called a handpick. when you have the befanai, which is serving as kiyum, so what you have is the idea of the Beis Din validating the nesina. Ki'ilu natru mi Beis Din, that's the kiyum staris of befanai. So that now would come back to the Rosh Hashanah Gemara. If nekama knows no law, because again, according to this, you need a Beis Din. It's just that the Bifnei Beis can make it three, because he counts toward the three. But the idea is no snola, because this becomes the actual kiyum itself. Ki'ilu, as the Rambam says, ki'ilu natrumi beis. The machshava, that maybe the Rambam would understand it that way. Again, this is a different way to think about it. The Yom Shoshomo's idea is simply because you need to have the Amira b'shas Nesina, and maybe the Rambam has a different machshava here, that the Nesina of the Beis Din is like, you can consider that the act of kiyum. Okay, let's proceed in the next piece of Gemara. Not an easy Gemara. Try to tread carefully. Yeah. So we have this machlokes. Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanina, Nebeis, Bnei Gimel. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei Rav Yochanan. We have a braisa supporting Shitas Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, as we said, was the one who holds the Fnei Beis to Stayim, right? So we have this braisa that holds the same thing. But meanwhile, we're going to see a lot more in this braisa. Hamevi get mendinas hayam, v'nsanola v'lo armer b'fanechta v'fanechta. He gave her a get without saying b'fanai. Now, something was not done according to the proper protocols of halacha. He omitted that critical din of amira of b'fanai. He was supposed to say b'fanai, mevi get mendinas hayam, but he didn't. So the shita stated first, Rav Meir is, yotzi v'avlad mamzer. That means that if she would remarry, having received this get, she must leave her husband. The husband has to be motzihar. She's not allowed to stay married. Moreover, if she has a child from the second husband, the child is deemed a mamzer, because it's considered like she's still married. Midrabanan, and midraisa, of course, there was no need for the fanai. Midraisa, the get was a valid get. She's megureshes. Midrabanan, this is not considered as if it's a kosher get. Therefore, the vlad is a mamzer. Shitas Rav Meir. The chachamim in a vlad mamzer. The chachamim don't go as far as saying a vlad mamzer. The pashtus of this, and most rishonim hold this way, is that the chachamim would agree on one count to Rav Meir. What would they agree to? Teitzei, that she'd have to leave her husband. Ad kedei kach, we say it's an invalid get because he didn't say b'fanai, so she should leave the husband. But ad kedei kach, to make the vlad a mamzer, that we don't go that far. So far, we haven't yet proven our point to Rav Yochanan. It's just simply a machlokes about omitting b'fanai. Continues the braisa, but ketzad yaseh, what can be done? We'll see exactly the timing here. At what point? Who are we talking about? But what can be done if right now he gave the get, didn't say b'fanai? So let's assume nothing yet happened. But meanwhile, you did something improper in this gerushin. Yitlanu heimena v'yachzav yitnenu la. And here we have what we needed while we brought this in. You redo the nesina, you take it back from her, and you give it to her again. And here it adds, when you give it to her again, bifnei how many? Bifnei shnayin. V'yomar b'fanecht v'yinechtem. So in this braisa that's discussing the case of maybe get meanwhile, we can glean Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, because meanwhile you have a case of an amira of the fanai and a nesina saget as you're doing that amira, and it states bifnei shnayim. So that would support Rabbi Yochanan that you don't have bifnei shlosha, bifnei shnayim suffices. Okay, so that's what we wanted as far as proving Rabbi Yochanan. Meanwhile, what does it say here? That if you didn't say b'fanai when you first gave the get the first time, so it's what the Mishnah Bryce is telling us is you have to take it back and redo it. We have to understand all of this. Why do you have to do the nesina again? Why can't you simply say b'fanai now? But that's what it says here. You have to take it back and redo the giving of the get. Ask Zigamara, V'Rab Meir. Now that we establish Rabbi Yochanan is good, has the support from the Braisa. But meanwhile, we have this Braisa, Rav Machokes, Rav Meir, and the Chachamim. Ask the Gemara, Rav Meir, Mishum, Dilam, Rav Fan, Nechta, Vayinachm, Yotzev, Avad, Mamzer. What's Pshan, Rav Meir? How can Rav Meir be so harsh here? Good, he didn't comply with the Takanas Chachamim, I'm saying the Fanai. But why does it go so far as making it a Vlad, a Mamzer? apparently the Chachamim's Shita didn't buy the Gemara. To say Teitzei, if the Chachamim said it's not a good get, okay, let it be Teitzei. That much we can understand. But how come it goes so far as making the Vlad Midraban and the Mamzav? Why should that be? Where does this come from? In. This is true. Remeila Tamei, the Omer Ramnuna, Mishmei the Ula, Omer Hayer Ameir, Shita's Ameir is. If a person deviates from the protocol that Chachamim literally minted, that they established that should be done, if you deviate from that protocol, then it has consequences, ad kedekach, not just Yotzi, but also v'lavad mamzer. That's Rav Meir's Lishitasa. The Chachamim don't go that far. Okay, that's the Gemara. Says Rashi, Yotzi means Mishan Esar Beget Zenos. Teitzei means she should leave. Yotzi means the person marrying her has to divorce her. On the Gemara's Kasha, Mishum de la Omar, because it's in the front of Yotzi, Vavlad Mamzer, Rashi explains this Kasha, Bitmiya. It's a question. What's bothering the Gemara in this question? So Rashi explains. The Gemara is asking, why would it be so far that it should be Vlad Mamzer? Vahaget Kasher Hu, Ubefanav Nichtav. It's a kosher again, written in front of him. Umisham de la Amar Havi Vlad Mamzer. So Rashi says something very fascinating, and we could right away wonder on Rashi. Mi gila razel Rashi. Rashi is assuming something, and we would not have necessarily assumed. We read the Gemara. What happened here? He gave the get and said the funai. So do we know that he saw the ksivas haget? We have no idea. As far as we know, maybe he never saw it. And the Gemara's kasha is that. L'maisa, why should it be a Vlad Mamzer? Ad kedekach, the takkan of Chachamim, he didn't say the funai, but midaraisa, it's kosher again. But no, Rashi adds something to the Gemara. Rashi says, the Gemara is asking with the assumption that it was the fun of Nichtav. How does Rashi know that? Right? There's plenty of shuas on me on this. It's an important diuk in Rashi, we'll come back to it. Right? We'll come back to this. It's an important diuk to keep in mind. Rashi puts into the Gemara that the Gemara is only questioning this Shitas Rav Meir because we already are assuming that we know the fun of Nichtav. And how do we know? And how does the Gemara know? What? I'm saying, so that even if he didn't say, no, the fun of Nichtav. Rashi's not just saying, Rashi's assuming that it was written in front of him. That means that his not saying the fun of Tamed and Nesina doesn't mean that it wasn't written in front of him. How do we know? So what? He told us. I mean, he said it later. Okay, it could be. But who says the Gemara has to be read that way? How does Rashi know to read the Gemara that the Kasha was because it was the fun of Nichtav? What's going on in Rashi? Why does Rashi throw that in gratuitously, the fun of Nichtav? Mam is strange. The Kasha is, why should it be a Vlad Mamzer? It's not just Lishmat, it's also Chashash, about to be Ma'ar or whatever. But meanwhile, how does Rashi know the fun of Nichtav? How did Rashi know that? Why did Rashi put that in?
I was thinking that otherwise it seems like the Gemara is questioning on the very concept of Vlad being a Mamzer Derabanan. Meaning, when would you say Vlad Mamzer Derabanan is not for not following Derabanan?
In other words, you could say the Gemara is asking that if just because Misham Madbeya, the Gemara didn't understand why should be a Vlad Mamzer.
When would the Gemara understand that there should be such thing as a called Mamzer Derabanan? The whole definition of Mamzer Derabanan would be when the Rabbanan say to do something, you don't do it, and then the
Okay, it could be. There could be cases. Maybe the Hanani Gemara could be asking,
Could be that they're following Takanas Rabbanan,
but they're not
following it fully. So
how did he follow it? He said it.
Because Bafana Mechta. Because he was there. So the Takanas, they have to make sure.
So the Gemara, so Rashi knew there had to be that he was there.
Because otherwise, it sounds like the Gemara is saying,
but Takana was that he should be there, Takana was that he should say, I mean both parts are part of the Takana, and he can point with half the Takana, not the full Takana.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to know, we'll come back to this. Let's see like this. Let's see the second Tosis first, Yitlanu, and we'll go from there, we'll go back to the case of Yas. So this is Mamish getting to the heart of the Inyan, that we see here that when the Shliach gave the get without saying Bifanai, so he has to redo the Nesina. He has to redo the Nesina, takes it back, and now he gives it to her again and says, Bifana. Zoktosis. Mikan mashma. Ditzarech lomar bishas nesina bifanei nichtav. Midik omar yitlenu heimena. So the fact that it says yitlenu heimena, in other words, what could have been, you could say, he gave her the get, and he didn't say Bifanei. And now, let him just say b'fanai. Okay, well, wherever point it is right now with the case of Yasser, that's the previous Tosas, wherever we're holding in terms of what happened afterwards. Meanwhile, let's say, like, for example, she didn't remarry yet, okay, keep it simple. We'll see different scenarios of what Tosas puts into the case of Yasser, what where are we holding in time right now. But let's keep it simple. She, nothing happened. He gave her the get, and now it's a week later. She has yet to remarry, but obviously the get was not given according to Kedasu Kedin because he didn't say the funa. Says the Raisa, what do you do now? Take it back and give it to her a second. Give it to her again. Tosis is medayik that apparently you need to say the funa b'shas nesina because it says yitkenu heimena. If there's no halacha to say b'shas nesina, then give the get and then a week later say the funa. Who says you have? Why do you have to take it back? That's Tosis Diuk, valid Diuk. Tosis doesn't tell us why this should be. But Tosis just, Mimedaik, correctly, right? Yitkenu Emena sounds like you can't just come later on and say Befana. Why is it that you can't say Befana a week later, 2 days later, 3 weeks later? Why? What's the simple thought? Why? They want what? Because it has to be Shafgir, otherwise what? It could be hard to, you'll forget later on. What? It's a din the Maisegerishin. And who says later on, who'll remember, it could be complicated. That was a takana, B'Shafgirishin. B'Shafgirishin. Yeah, that would be the Pashtas. Yeah, maybe you'll say something else, but Pashtas tells the same thing more. They have to do it, but you can't do it. You can't do it later. But you need Shas Garrison. That's the push. The words are saying. Now, Tosis has, he opens the door a little bit more to other things that could also maybe qualify as Shas Garrison. V'hu adin, le'achar nesina, toch kide dibur de mahani. So Tosis, Shas nesina doesn't have to mean literally as you're giving it over. You have a certain window of time right afterwards, called Tocha de Dibur, that you could still say it after the Nesina within that window. How did Tosis know that? That also works to say Tocha de Dibur? Mid the Kamar Le'el, we had an Amar Aleph, She Nesana La Kishay Pikeach. For his big Lomber Fanechtav Achen is Charish. So that's the top of Hey Amar Aleph, right? The Gemara set up the case of the Mishnah Leder Daftes, the Ene Yochel Omar. The Gemara tried to quote for us what is the case talking about, and the Gemara establishes from Rav Yosef, Disukimta, that he was a Pikeach, otherwise if he was a Cheresh at the beginning, he couldn't be a Shkeach to begin with. So he was a Chere, he was a Pikeach, then he's Nischaresh before he could come and say Befana. But meanwhile, what do you see? Had he not become Nischaresh, he could have given again and still said Befana right away. So it was Tochini Dibar Nesina that something happened, he became a Cheresh. The Tosis says, you see that, you can still do it afterwards. Now that's a chidush, in a way also. Why is that a chidush? Generally we say, tokhidei dibur is kedibur dami, right? That's generally the rule for kinyanim and things like that, that you could be chozer, tokhidei dibur. But l'maisa, the Gemara has in two places, at least in the Kabbalah also, but in the Darim, that there are exceptions. But the general Tochidei Dibor, the Gemara says here, Pezayin in the Darim, wasn't too far back in the Daf. I don't know. I think it's one of these days, right? What's today? I haven't quite kept up. But Maisa, it's one of these days. It's the end of the Darim now. They're coming to the end. Yeah. What's today? No.
Pezayin.
What?
Pezayin.
Pezayin?
Pezayin.
Oh, Tzadi. Oh, Tzadi. Okay, right. Oh, Tzadi. It's 2 days later. Okay. It's a 3 day. Okay, 2 days ago. 3 days ago. Pezayin. Hilchisa, Tolkidei Dibor, Kedibur Dami, Chutz Mimegadef, Vavikachavim, Umekadesh, Umegaresh. So you see here that Kedushin and Gerishin are an exception that you can't be Chosa Tolkidei Dibor. So Pnei Yeshua points this out. L'chaira, there's a Chiddush in Tosis. That Tosis is saying that you can do your Befanai Tolkidei Dibor, even though when it comes to, let's say, being chozer from the kinyan of the kedushin or the gerish in this case, there is no dual tochidei dibur. So what's the difference? The difference is that's talking about chazar tochidei dibur. And here Tosis is talking about being mashlim, by being maskin. You left out the b'fanai and you said the b'fanai. So that's good. For Gabi being maskin, that you didn't say the b'fanai, that you can do, talk to you. Chazara, that's where the Gemara, whatever the reasons are, it doesn't apply to Gerishin. Okay. But this Tosis is allowing us that window of Tochidei Dibur. And now Tosis has even a possible larger window, a suffix. Right? Tosis continues. La'acha Kidei Dibur, Misafka Luri, Imahani, Kozman Shasukin Ba'osa Inyan Olav. In other words, Shasukin Ba'osa Inyan is that it's clear that the intention and your mind is uncertain in Inyan. A sukkah b'osa inyan is relevant for, let's say, chveis by dibur, by kedushin. There's a din davav in kedushin. You have reyat mekudeshesli, different lashonos. So we have the inyan of a sukkah b'osa inyan that frames that when you say a certain lashon, it can be more readily interpreted as for the inyan of kedushin if it's sukkah b'osa inyan. Also later on, we'll see soon about the inyan of when you use a lashon of not exactly lashon gerishin, kinsi shtar chozeh. So if it wasn't Sukkim Bosa Inyan, there's nothing to talk about. If it was, then it could be you're changing your tune. There could be more of a chshash. So Sukkim Bosa Inyan always is very helpful in terms of understanding a person's das. Okay, so Tosa Suffolk is, if you gave the get, it's l'acha k'dei dibur, but they're still discussing matters of the get, so it could be that's also good. What's the Inyan? In other words, you need Shas Gerishin. So Shas Gerishin does have to be mamish the Toch Kedei Dibur. It could be the window of time that you know that once you change the subject, then it's right not called Shas Gerishin. But Shas Gerishin allows it to be interpreted by the window of Sukkim B'Osa Inyan. Okay. So this is a suffix of the read. Whether we give a Sukkim B'Osa Inyan also the status of Shas Gerishin. But the klal is, you need the Amira B'Fanai when the Shas Gerishin. The Kodim Nesina. What about before you gave it? Is that called Shas Gerishin? You haven't given it yet. Kodim Nesina. Misafka l'rinam imahani. It's also a suffix. So a suffix, la'acha k'dei dibur, a sukkim b'osa inyan, and a suffix of the reed of Kodim Nesina. Umidit nan b'perikol aget, we have a Mishnah later, maybe get din sayyam v'chola. Person is a shliach aget, he's not able to continue the mission. So also b'beizdin shliach v'omer. So he makes... Based and allows him to make another shliach who's going to continue the trip and eventually deliver the get. And he does his b'fanai in the presence of Beis Din when he hands over to the other shliach. So here you have chayra, not Shas Gerishin, right? It's not, the Gerishin is not till the other shliach takes and brings it. So Tosas ein raya, that you can do it kodem nesina. Da'ari omisha get yosem tachas yado, that's different. That's different because l'maisa, he's not giving it to the isha, but he's giving it when he's releasing the get. That's good enough. Because these are all details within the Yesod, the Tosis is extracting from our sugya, from this Lashon of Braisa. That when he fails to say b'fanai, yitlenu heimena v'yachzar, you can't just say b'fanai whenever, you have to do it b'shas nesina. What's the word here exactly? When you retake the get, so you have to have a shas nesina. So the way that Natan just put it, chur, that's the pshat. Why do you need shas nesina? Because you need shas gerishin. So Rabosai, if we say you take it back, so what does that mean in effect? What's the Shas Gerishin? In other words, it's just a game, you take it back and you're giving it to her, so you have Nesina. When is the Gerishin taking place?
The second time.
You know, since Midrabanan, the first Gerishin was flawed, the first Gerishin was not correct, was not done Kedas or Kedin, according to the protocols. So it comes out that later on, you take it back, and now you have a Shas Gerishin when you give it to her later, and you say b'fanai, l'chur, that would be the pshat. So you have now the Shas Gerishin of later. Okay, now, there's another Tosis that has a lot of overlap with this Tosis. So we'll try to be medayik carefully what's in that Tosis, and we'll come back to our Tosis. Yeah?
And so the second suffix of the Re, is that also if you're Osig in the Inyan?
Doesn't say.
It could be any time before?
Well, obviously, it has to be shaykh in some way. It doesn't say a sukkah b'osa inyan. You want to say mistam, it also means a sukkah b'osa inyan before as opposed to afterwards. I think he means, come see, mamish kodim nesina, like right, you know, right before you're giving it. You're saying it's a sukkah b'osa inyan as well. I mean, obviously, he has to get it, so he's going to be giving the get shortly afterwards. Yeah?
According to the chacham who told that the vlad is going to be kosher, so how are you saying it's not a Shas Gerishin?
because to see the fact that the Vlad discussion means that the problem in the Gerishin that exists did not go as far as tainting the Vlad. But the problem in the Gerishin still exists. The Gerishin was a flawed Gerishin if there was no Befanai. Do we make it go as far as tainting the Vlad? That's the Chum, don't go as far. But Umay said the Gerishin was not a proper Gerishin. So now the Shaz Gerishin, at least with Rabbanan, is going to be later on. I mean, the Raisa had a Gerishin, of course. But Midrabbanan wasn't a good Gerishin because he didn't say Befanai. So you redo the Nesina, and now you have the Gerishin of later.
Is it creating a new Shas Gerishin? Like that, just the Rabbanan?
I mean, because Midrabbanan, the first Gerishin, was not valid, now you have the Shas Gerishin the second time. That's a Nikud that we'll have to come back with Rashi. We don't know yet. We'll have come back to that in that's what you're alluding to with the Rashi. We don't know yet about that. Okay. For now, we're going back to the sugya for, and it's, you know, we'll see it from inside. Okay, let's see the Tosfos on Daf Pei Daled. Very interesting Tosfos. The Tosfos di Ramascho Amacheski. Let's get the context of this Tosfos. You have to go back a little bit to the sugya. Tosfos di Ramascho Amacheski of Shimon ben Elazar. This is another example of a Yitrenu Heimena. So the sugya is basing itself on two cases. One is the case in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis, where your person is megarish as ishto and uses a lashon hareat muteres acholadam ela leploni. In other words, he leaves. He's mishayer in the heter of the get. The get is supposed to say hareat muteres acholadam, and he takes somebody out of that cloud that gabi that person. You're not muteres. You should still remain as Eishes Ishu Gabi Ploni. So that is, according to the Chachamim, cannot be valid as a get. Avlezer says it could still be good. You can have such a concept of a get, which is with Mishayer, somebody from the Heter. Chachamim say, no, it has to be a complete Meteres Chol Adam. Okay, so what happens, according to the Chachamim, if you did such a thing, if you said Hareyat Chutz Leploni, El Leploni? Says the Mishnah, Adak Pei Beis, the first Mishnah in Hamagarish, Ketzad Yaseh, Yitrenu heimena, you take the get back, the yavzar v'yitnenu la, and you give it to her a second time, the yomar la harim tesa chol adam. Okay. So that's another example, yitrenu heimena, that you have to redo the nesina saget, and this time do it right. And here you have an interesting piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, on, again, a pei dalet amid beis, man tana. Who is the Tana that holds that you need to take the get back and say Hareyat Mutas L'chol Adam without any exceptions? Amar Chizkiyah Rav Shimon ben Elazar. This is only going to fit with Rav Shimon ben Elazar and not with Shitas Rebbe. Now what is that machlokes about? The Sanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, so again, a problem case in the Nesina. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar says you have to redo it and say Hagitech to fix the problem. And then with the new Nesina, Hagitech works. And Rebbe is Cholek. Now, what is that case about? Let's get our bearings on the case. So this is back to Perek HaZorek. This is a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches. The case in the Mishnah is Amala Kinsi Star Chov Zeh. Let's keep that case. There's another case that follows with the Fuad Nesina. The case of Kinsi Star Chov Zeh. So he's giving her the get, but the Amira conveys a sense that it's not a get. Go take in this get, this Star Chov. So obviously, a Nesina Saget with such an Amira is not going to be a proper you see what I get? Because it sounds like he's not giving her a get. So we're showing him explain. It could be like he's mevatel, even if there was a sukkah bosa inyan, but it could be this is considered like he's mevatel the get by using such a lashon. So there's obviously a problem in her becoming migureshes if he uses a lashon that's not a lashon of gerishin. So the Mishnah says, Eino get at shiyomala hagitech. That means, according to what the Mishnah is saying, what do you need to do to fix it? What can you do? Afterwards, you say, Hagitech. She has the get already. The Shas, you gave her the get. You use the Lashon, which is invalid. which would not allow this to be a valid gerushin. And now you say hagitech later on, and now she has to get from you, and now it's good. Everything is good. That is what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami, the Gemara brings a braisa. Amal kinsay shtachol zeh, eino get Hashem hagitech divei Rebbe. So what we have in the Mishnah, that all you need to do after he said the wrong lashon that's not mashma gerushin, is hey hagitech later on. In other words, what does Rebbe not require you to do? To take it back. You don't have to take it back. Rav Shimon Gam Lazer Omer, la'olam eino get, at she'etlenu heimena, v'yachza v'yitnena la v'yom ala hagitech. So Shitas of Shimon ben Elazar is, it's not sufficient to just say hagitech and leave it at that. Because she has to get, because you gave it to get. At the time you gave it to get, you used the flood lashon. But now you say hagitech, she has it, machmas you. It's not like the case that Umar calls tri gitech mi'al gabi karka. The halach is v'nasan biyada. So if you have her take the get on her own, and you didn't give it to her miyad liyad, that's no good. That's totally gitech. But here it's not totally gitech. She got the get machmas the baal. She didn't pick it up herself. But b'shas, the baal gave it to her, there was something wrong in the way that it was given. Because he said, kensi shtachol zeh. Says Rabbi, okay, all you need to do is say hagitech later on, and all is good. But Shimon says, no. What you need is a new act of nesina, yitrenu heimena v'yachzav yitrenu. That's the machokas in the case of kinsi shtachol zeh. Now come back to the Gemara Pei Dalet. What's the case over here? He said, b'shas gerishin, hariyat muteres, chutz niploni. So that's a problem. Chacham osen. You can't use that as a get. What does the Mishnah say you do? Yitrenu heimena, and then give it back again. Says Chizkia, now we'll get to Suntar Tosis on Pei Dalet. Says Chizkia, this Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek HaMegarish, is going to accord with which Shita?
Shimon.
With Shimon ben Elazar, and not with Rebbe. Because Shimon ben Elazar is said in the case of Kinsi Shtar Chozeh that you have to take it back and give it to her again and say Hagitech. But Rebbe says you don't have to do that, just say Hagitech. So according to Rebbe, it should be sufficient over here as well. You said Harem Uteres HaChaladam Chutz Miploni, and it was no good because you said chutz miploni. But then you should just say hamidah zecholada. Well, you have to take it back and give it again. So chare, this mishnah falls from Elazar. This is what Chizkiya says. Mantana, again, Pidaud and Beis and Gemara. Mantana amr Chizkiya. Rav Shimon Elazar he desan. Rav Shimon Elazar omer at sheitrenu heimena v'yachzav yitnenu la biyom ala hagitech. Comes Rav Yochanan and disagrees with Chizkiya. Rav Yochanan says no. I can work out. There's a difference in the cases. Not every problem case is identical to every other problem case. Here, possibly Rebbe would agree. If Yochanan says, "Afil temer Rebbe," this Mishnah in Hamagarish, in the case where he says "chutz miploni elo miploni elo miploni," could even go with Rebbe. Dilchon Amar, that means, as Rashi explains, he's saying Rav Kana, who came from Bavel, so he said the following distinction: Shaini hacha. Here it's different. Ho'el v'kan'aso l'fsol bo'l l'kuhuna. Here, Rebbe agrees, you can't rely on the original Nesina and just say Hagite, and just say, what? Harem Teres l'chol Adam, without any being Mishar anybody. Because since the first time you gave it to her, it accomplished something. She already has it. Halachically, there was something that was chal the first time, and that's called Reach HaGet. In other words, if a person gives a get and he says chutz miploni, so it might not make her migureshes lemaisa because it's not a total shiur, but since it was still a get that says muteris to everybody but that person, she becomes asur l'kohen. It's called reach haget. So what does that mean? Since the get, she has acquired the get already, and it's taken, and this nesina has accomplished something. We're at with Gabe that watch his pasul kohen, so therefore you cannot access that nesina and so to speak reuse it and just use the amira of Habeit with teres l'chol adam and rely on the old nesina. What you have to do now is do a new nesina. Where did Rabbi say it's enough to say hagitech? In what case? Kinsi shtar chol zeh, where there wasn't any consequence of that nesina. It's nothing. It didn't accomplish anything for her. So then all you need to do is just, you can just say Hagiteh, and the Hagiteh can now work as the Gerishim. And you don't have to go give it to her again. This is the Gemara, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. So far good? Now let's enter Tosis into the picture, okay? Tosis now is going to ask the following. According to Chizkiah, Chizkiah did not distinguish between the cases. He felt that the case in Hamagarish that says you need to take it back, that can only go with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, cannot go with Rebbe. Rebbe would not require you to take it back. Just say, Harev Tesach Halada. Says Tosis, so what about our case here on Ha'am and Beitz? Chadasanya, the Perakama, Ugkama Nami Maisi, Hamevi Ged Velo Amab Fanechta Fanechta, says the Braisa, Ketzad Yase. So you didn't say Befanai, says the Braisa, what do you do? Yitlenu Heimena, take it back from her, V'yasvi Et Nenula. In other words, you have to redo the Nesina. So what's Tosis wondering? According to Chizkiah, who wants the Mishnah in Perakah Megarish that says you have to take it back to fit only with the sheet of Shimon ben Elazar, because according to Rebbe, you don't have to take it back. You can just say Harim Pesach Haladim and leave the get where it was from before. So Tosis is wondering, according to Chizkiah, what would be in this case where you gave the get and didn't say Befanai? What would Rebbe hold? Would Rebbe require Yachzav Yitileno Haymena, or would it be just enough, good enough to do what? To do what? To say Befanai. And not have to redo the Nesina. Now, Tosis is only suggesting such a possibility according to who? According to Chizkiah. Let's cheshbon for ourselves. When you read on the Gemara, we have Rabbi Yochanan. Let's recognize what we have in the Gemara. What did Rabbi Yochanan respond to Chizkiah? That even the case in Perakah Megarish would also fit with Rebbe. Why? Because what makes a difference? Because in the case in Perakah Megarish, the first Nesina actually did something. It was Pasul Har L'Kuhuna, Re'ach HaGet. And therefore, when the first Nesina already has already done something, then you can't use that and not have to do a new Nesina, because that Nesina already has accomplished, so she has already gotten the get from that. Therefore, you have no choice but to redo the Nesina. No, if that's true by a case of Re'ach HaGet, what would you say in the case of Nasan Lav V'Lomar B'Fanai? Certainly that's true, because why? Certainly has consequences. Why? Because Midaraisa is a perfect get. Drabanan. So according to Rav Yochanan, Tosis wouldn't be discussing. Rav Yochanan's chiluk is even more magnified in terms of the case of Dafei. When the get is valid Midaraisa, of course she's already kona the get, and then you have no choice but to redo the whole Nesina. You can't use the full back on the previous Nesina, which was already accomplished Midaraisa, but Drabanan failed the test. Now you have to do a new Nesina of Drabanan. You can't fall back on what that which she has it from before. So where did Tosis ask the Kasha? According to Chizkiah, because Chizkiah did make the distinction. He felt that the Mishnah HaMegarish can only fit with Rav Shimon ben Elazar and not with Rebbe. So now what about the cases on the case of the Nafem place? So Tosis says two things. Two reasons why, even according to Rebbe. Now again, what did Rebbe say? Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh. All you need to do is afterwards say Befana. Let me add something. I'd add another case, because it's not in the Mishnah, but the Rishonim say this. We hold like Rebbe, what about the following? The Rab brings, for example. If you tell the woman, you gave the get to her as a pikadum, she's a shomer. So you know what you can do later on? Now you want to become aggressive with it? Do you have to take it back? According to Rebbe, what can you do? Hagitech. Because is it tri gitech na'agabi karaka? No. Why? Because there was the Baal, she has it, machmas the Baal. That's kinasam biyada. The only thing is, betoras gerishin. So now she has it, betoras gerishin. That's good. So that's also good, according to Rebbe. And what else is good? Kinsi shtar chovzeh. Now the question is, what about this case? You gave her the get, you didn't say befanai, you hold like Chizkiah, and Chizkiah wants the case in Hamagarish to be only according to Melazar, and not according to Rebbe. You don't have to redo the Nesina. What about the case over here? First, that's Tosis. So Tosis, two things. Tosis Asya Fil Kirebi. Why? The Kevan Shanita Naget Kil Chaso Minatora. Since the get is perfectly good midoraisa, Mashu Omer Achar Nesinu Fanech Vaynechtam Lohayimoa Klum. So what is Tosis trying to say here? That this case is certainly different than the case of Rebbe. Now, even according to Chizkia, who doesn't distinguish between case of Kinsi Shtarachol Zeh and the case of Wat HaRebetarus HaChol Adam El Leploni, that distinction was too fine a distinction, but he didn't feel that that's enough, namely the Reach HaGet idea, that she was Kona for Reach HaGet is enough that you cannot use the old Nesina. That he disagreed. According to Rebbe, the same way he can just say Hagitech by the case of Kinsi Shtarachol Zeh, he could just say HaRebetarus HaChol Adam period in the case over here. But the case where Midoraisa, she was Megoreshes, it's only Drabbanan, he didn't do before, like, that for sure is considered to be, that Nesina is over. You can't fall back on that Nesina later on and just say, well, just say have the fun. That is Teretz number one. The Ode, what's the Ode? The Shliach Dafka Kishyomer B'Shas Nesina made a daik. What's this Va'od doing here? What's this second Va'od? Another reason why you can't just say Bifana later on, because it fails the test of Medak Daik. Because Medak Daik is only when you say B'Shas Nesina, when you're giving the get. You want to understand the two different answers of Tosis. Are they speaking the same language or speaking different languages? Tosis is bringing another point. How different is it than the first Mahalach of Tosis? Tosis is saying you can't just say without a Nesina. Because without a Nesina, there's no Medak Daik. So let's open up the Inyan like this. The case of a person who gave the get and didn't say the Fana. Now you take it back. And you give her the get again, you say Bifanai. When is the gerishin happening? When you take it back and you give it the second, right? Let's go to the case of Rebbe, Hagitech, the case of Kinsi Shtarachol Zeh. Now, she has the get, you don't have to take it back. Rebbe says, Hagitech. When is the gerishin taking place? Now, when would you need the Eidei Mesira to be present? What?
Originally
or now?
No.
Now. Now's a gerishin. That's what's happening. Where's the Nesina? She has it, Machmas Debal. So that's considered now like the Nesina, so to speak. She has it, Machmas Debal. He gave it to her before with the wrong words. Now he says, Hagitech. They have to be present. The Eidei Kiyum, if you're saying the Eidei Kiyum for Rabbeinu Tam, they have to be present the second time. When you say Hagitech. If you take it back, then for sure that's what it is. But even according to Rebbe, what you say later on, what Tosis is discussing, therefore, on Peidalet on the base, is in the same way that Rebbe holds, that you can say Hagitech without a new Nesina. And according to Cheskia, you can say Harei Avotaros HaChol Adam without a new Nesina. And the Shas HaGerishin is when you say the Hagitech, or Hariat Mutaris, that's the Shas Nesina. You just don't need to physically take it back and give it again. But the fact that she has it because it went to her from you, and now you affirm that she has it, B'Torah's Gerishin, that's, so to speak, the Shas Gerishin. So Tosis is wondering that if Chizki is correct, that Rebbe would allow the person to not have to take the get back, but to just say Hariat Mutaris and leave the get where it is. So let's say that according to Rebbe, it should be sufficient to, after having given the get to the woman without saying Bifanai, now he should just say Bifanai without taking it back. And when is the Gerishin happening? When is the Shas HaGerishin? When? Right now, when you're saying Bifanai. It's all parallel. That's the discussion Tosis and Peizalim. Maskip, right? Because that's what's going on. And Rebbe, you don't need to physically give it to her. As long as she has it, machmas the Baal, And now you want the gerusha to take place. You say the magic words, and she has it. Nachmas debal. That's the gerusha. That makes gerusha. So Tosis is wondering. Let's say the same thing that Rebbe said by Kinsi Shtarchov Zeh, and then she has it. And she has it, Nachmas debal. And then he says Hagitech. And now she's Megureshes. That's the gerusha. According to Cheskia, the same thing is true in the case Harei Muter Sachadu Chutz Miploni. And now she has it already. But the language was a flawed language. Now you say, now it's a Gerishin, she's a precious. So too, Stosis is wondering, let's say the same thing over here. That is, he gave her the get without the funa, but she has to get machmasa. Now the Gerishin should be taking place right now. She has it machmasa, and now he says, that's the Shasa Gerishin. So Rabbi should say, I don't need to do the formal Nesina now. The Nesina is implicit in the fact that she has it. Machmasim, that's the Nesina Saget, that's the Gerishin, that's the Shasa Gerishin. Says Tosis, two distinctions. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even Harei Tetzachol Adam wouldn't work without a new Nesina, because once the first Nesina already had something in it that she was koned, you can't count her having it Machmaso afterwards if she already had a shtickle Gerishin from before. Now you can no longer view that as present right now. Now you have to redo everything. But according to Cheskia, he doesn't make the distinction between the case of Yezuchel Adam and the case of Kinsi Shtachov Zeh. So too in the case of Daf Hei. So Tosfos says, no, there's a difference. Here Cheskia would agree. Why? Tosfos says, because the get was given Kilchasam and Ator. So now you cannot consider this to be a Nesina Saget without physically taking it back and putting it back again, giving her again. Because the first Gerishin already did something. She's Megreshes Midaraisa, but it's still missing Midarabana. The only way you can make the Gerishin happen right now is to do what? To take it back and give it to her again. It's answer number one. Good. So, yeah, Uriel?
How did they use here and know that it was Machmas Debal? Yes, they were the same agents here from before.
Who says I have to know that it's Machmas Debal? Lamaisa, you can establish it. That's a good Shaila. Do they have to know what happened a minute before? It's a good Shaila. It's a good Shaila. Do they have to know? Could be that you have to establish it independently, maybe through them or through some other agent. You have to know. It's a good point. Chara, do you have to have the same agent to know every piece of the story? Yeah, it's a good Ha'ara. It's a good Ha'ara. What's the second Tosis? You can't have the get be given later on without a new Nesina. Why? Because Bifanai is not going to work unless there's a Nesina. Because without the Nesina, there's no Medak Daik. He's not going to have that same kind of Nemanis, because he's not as conscientious unless there's a Nesina. There has to be a physical Nesina in front of us. So just the fact that he says it, but you won't have the power of the Bifanai. So again, when is Vishasa Gerishin later on? But Bifanai won't work. It can't work. It's not enough to have a Shas Gerishin. You have to have a physical Nesina for the Bifanai to work. It's just this imaginary Nesina because she has it. He gave it to her before, and she has it Machmasim. So Tosfos has another answer to the Kash, why you can't use the Bifanai of later on to work. This is Tosfos on Pei Daled. Now, Rosa, I want to ask you the following question. What is the issue in Artosis? What's the issue in Artosis about? Mikan mashma, tzorach lomar b'shas nesina b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. What's Tosis after right now? Is he discussing the same issue as the Tosis Pei Daled, or is he discussing something else? What is Tosis extracting from the words of this Bryce? What might we have thought otherwise? You gave the get, you didn't say the fun. I want you to think as London right now. Is Tosis' issue here, the first three lines of two lines of Tosis, is it the same issue as the discussion on Pei Daled in the Gemara and in Tosis? Or, as I think we should probably learn it, no, this Tosis and Hey and Beis is before the Tosis Pei Daled. It's sequential, so to speak. they're not discussing mamish the same issue. They're discussing the practical matter of, can you just say b'fanai later on without a new netilah? But why would you think that you could just say b'fanai later on and not have to do a new netilah? So we just discussed in Pei Dalet, why would we think that maybe it's enough to just say b'fanai not to take it back? How do we masgir? Why? Because it's equivalent to the case of what? Of kinsi shtachov zeh, and then hagitech. In other words, then the maisa gerishin, the gerishin is happening when you say hagitech, or according to Cheskia, when you say harer mitares lechalada, and according to Tosis Kashin Pei Dalet, it's when you say what? When you say what? So that's the Shasa Gerishin, and where's the Nesina? She has a Machmas him, but this is the critical moment. This is the Shasa Gerishin. That's Tosis and Pei Dalet. That's how it lines up with Shitas Rebbe, and Tosis has to tell me why it doesn't fit with Rebbe. Rebbe would still require new Nesina. You can't use the Shasa Gerishin of make the Shasa Gerishin later on and use the earlier effect that was given to her and say now she has it Machmas him. That's Te'ilu. Now it's the Nesina of the Gerishin. That's Tosis Pei Dalet. When Tosis is discussing in our Tosis in Daf Hei Beis, Yitrenu Heimena, Nikan Mashma, Ditzarach Lomer B'Shas Nesina. What is the chidush of Tosis' words? What does Tosis see in these words? As opposed to what? That maybe you don't have to say a B'Fanei B'Shas Nesina. Meaning what? Meaning what? So what does that mean? I gave her the get, and what do I have to do? I have to say b'fanai. Okay, but who says that the amir's b'fanai has to be simultaneous within the sinas I get? This is a definition. In other words, that fundamentally the gerishin is here, elamai, I left out something. Okay, I'm mashlim. I can be mashlim to b'fanai a week later, 2 days later, a month later. No, yitlenu amen. In other words, that's first base. We have to start with the yisod that you see over here. We see over here that it's not good enough to just give a get and just have a b'fanai. It can't be isolated. It has to be integrated. Tosis goes on with a suffix. Integrated. To what extent integrated? La'acha k'dei dibur, toch k'dei dibur, for sure is integrated. La'acha k'dei dibur, so m'sa'inyan, m'sa'afgal l'ri. Kodim n'sina, m'sa'afgal l'ri. But what's the baseline of Tosis? The amira of b'fanai has to be connected, integrated with the n'sina saget. Otherwise, you could say that, look, there's halacha b'fanai, good. So you gave the get, and you said b'fanai. Check this back, and check that back. Everything is good. So if that would have been good enough, what would have been the shasa gerishin, I both say? The time of the amira, the time of the nesina? The time of the original nesina is the shasa gerishin. Elamai, but you have to have a b'fanai. So you have a b'fanai. You did it when you said it. You said it when you said it. That's your b'fanai. That's what Tosis is coming off of. The fact that there's a more basic issue that Tosis is discussing here, which is not the Yitrenu Heimena of later on of the Mishnah. It's a basic issue that you could have thought over there. There's no Havmina like that. Havmina Tosa Chaladam. So what? Chutz V'Ploni is a problem, right? So now we can talk about a Machokas when you can just rely on the original Mishnah and say Hagitech later and make that the Gerishin. Here we're talking about something else. You said the Fanai. Just didn't say b'shas nesina. Who says that that's a problem? So Tosi, you see, it's not good. Now we can ask ourselves why it's not good. So I think the most obvious reason is because that was a takana. B'shas nesina. B'shas gerishin. You can't have the gerishin now and the amira later on. The shas gerishin is the time of the amira. You want to maybe say also because of Medak Daik? You could if you want. Medak Daik is only when you're saying b'fanai at the time of the gerishin. That's Tosus over here. Tosus on Pei Dalet, in asking the Kasha Lefi Rebbe, is asking something else. Okay, I understand you need to have Amira b'fanai b'shas gerishin. But according to Rebbe, why can't you have that when you say b'fanai later on? What's the shas gerishin? When you say b'fanai later on, the same way that Rebbe allows you to say the Hagitech and make that the Shasa Gerishin, and the Nesina is the fact that she has it mikoach the Baal, not from taking it herself, but the Baal gave it to her, now she's holding on to it, mikoach about. Now you have the shasa gerishin. So say the finite now, and now it's the shasa gerishin, the same way hagitach is the shasa gerishin. Tosis gives two answers. But Tosis Beidah is coming after Tosis Adafe. After we establish the Yisod, that the fun has to be B'shas HaGerishin, let Rebbe hold that you don't have to take it back, because we'll consider the fun to be B'shas HaGerishin. So Tosis has to say two chilukim. Chiluk number one is that no, because if the first Nesina already gave her something, she was already kona the get midoraisa, now I can't view her having the get now as the Nesina of now, because she already had, the Nesina was already used up, so to speak. She already was kona the get from before. Now you can only make a Nesina, have a Nesina at the time of the Gerishin later through a new physical Maisa Nesina. You can't fall back on before. That already was used up. That she already had, and that was no good. Now you want to redo the you want to make a Gerishin now. You have to do a new Nesina. By Kinsish Tarach of Zed, there was nothing that was Chal before. So now you can just look at this as an extension, you could say, of what was given to her before. You gave it to her before, it didn't accomplish anything. Now you see she's still holding it. She didn't drop it, she's still holding it. Hagite! Here's your Nesina Saget. She's holding on from before. It's the continuation of before. But here you can't. That ended. That accomplished. She already was Koned again. The Gemara says, by Ahari the Choladim, it's not so. That's different. Rech again. Rechizkiyot didn't think it was such a big deal. But this is a big deal. That's answer number one. What's answer number two of Tosis? That if you're not going to have a physical Nesina, you can't count that Amira as a consequential Amira of the Fanai. Why? Because not only do you need a Shasa Gerishin from Medek Daik, as we see maybe Tosis over here is saying, what else do you need from Medek Daik? You need a Maisa Nesina. If you're not physically, tangibly taking to get a handing it over, you're not going to really pay much attention. You're not going to have to have money for the fun. I think this is a beginning, like, of entry point into the sugya. The Tosasin, I think, have overlap, but I think the vantage points are very different. In this Yitgano Heimena. Again, in short, our discussion in our Tosas Yitgano Heimena is why, fundamentally, can't you just say the fun later on? And that's mashkin, the gerishin that at the time of the Nesina. The Nesina get was here, and the Amira is here. And who says they have to come simultaneously and converge together? And that's the Chiddush of Tosis. No, they have to be together. And Tosis has cases that are mesupik about. What about Achidei Dibur, Tochei Dibur, Sribethi Inyan, B'chuli. Tosis and Da Peidal, and why it has to be that way? You could say because Chacham wanted to be that way. The Shas Gerishin, you might forget otherwise. Maybe because of Medek Daik also, but it's not a Shas Gerishin. A Medek Daik could be all that is part of the reason. Tosis Peidal is a different issue. Now we're weighing into a Machlokes, a Lumdish Machlokes. When there was a Nesina Saget Machmas Debal, she has a Machmas Debal, she's still holding on to the Get Machmas Debal, but there was something wrong in the time of the Nesina then. Now you want to latch on to the fact that she's continuing to hold in Machmas Debal, and now you want to say something, and this is going to be the Gerishin right now. And Rebbe says that's good enough. Shimon says it's not good enough, but Rebbe says it is. So according to that Shita, that applies Rebbe even to the case of Harem Tosa Chaladim, what about the case over here? What does Tosis mean to ask? Not that the Gerishin was before and you're just adding your Befana later on. This is Ishasa Gerishin, her holding on to the Get Machmas, the original Nesina. Now you say the right words. Now it is Shasa Gerishin. So what's wrong? According to Rebbe, it should work. Says Tosis, two reasons why it can't work. Either because since the Gerishin before accomplished, therefore, you can no longer view your holding on to it as an extension of that. That was already finished. That accomplished. Now you have no choice but to make a new Nesina in the same way that Rabbi Yochanan said in the case of Harayat Niteres Chaladim Chutz Mipkolani. Chizkiyah didn't agree over there. Chizkiyah would agree over here, because here it's more consequential than Reach Haget. Second teretz is that for there to be a nemanus of the Fanai, there has to be not just a Shasa Gerishin, it has to be a physical Nesina, otherwise he doesn't have the mindset to have the same conscientious mindset that he's going to think carefully about what he's saying. Therefore, you have no choice but to make a new Nesina. Okay, Arya, patiently waiting, Arya. Yeah.
Can Rabbi just explain the second answer? I mean, at the end of the day, like, if he's saying Fanai Mehta, wouldn't he have to be, he wouldn't want to, like, incriminate him. Like, why? Why would not be Medek Daik?
The Medek Daik is very psychological. So Medek Daik is number one, B'fnei Beis, B'fnei Gimel. Tosis says Medek Daik might also have to do with the fact that he knows that this is Gerishin. Dayan Meiros have to do with the fact that he is physically giving over the get. That also affects his psychology. If it's like, just everything is where it is, I just say the words. Words are cheap. But you know that you have an action to take. You know there are people watching you. That's what makes the Medic Dayak. So all this contributes to the Medic Dayak. Yeah.
Are people not watching him saying it?
They have to be watching
him. They're watching him saying it, but according to Tosis, it's not just the saying it. It's also the deceiver itself. All right. Yelot HaChazer, and then more on this in Yenavi Street tomorrow.